The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Spring is in the air, setting all the political drama aside and responding to the change of seasons here with our little family. Some have grown and need to expand. Others are getting more deeply settled in the life set apart from this world. There are those we have labored with that are being called out into new territories. In all sincerity, some are called to a life of prayer, and others are called more to an active life in the world. We do have 4 hours of work during weekdays, but our lives are mostly made up of prayer, writing, music, art, and sharing the Lord's love with others. Some who have been here for several months and even a year and a half are needing to expand their territory or move on to the next lesson. We are here only to pray and lift souls up, to follow their appointed course and destiny. So when someone comes, we take our time sharing our lives with them, but we are also able to let go and help them move forward in such a way that they continue to stay in God's will, but live a lifestyle more suited to this time of their lives. Such is the case with a few members of the community. One is called up higher, others are called to live in the secular world, but still be a part of a community. So they are settling in Taos and helping with our mission, yet still being a part of the world. It takes time to discern these things, but we are happy to share in this holy life with them while they are here. Jesus began speaking, "I am here for you, beloved. What you have done is wisdom. You cannot afford to water down your vocations that indeed are not ready to keep both hands on the plow. I have directed you in this, and you have made brave choices. In your heart, Claire, you know when something is not right. The sooner you deal with it, the less disorder it will create. Do not confuse your love for souls with your responsibilities in this monastery." I was surprised when he called it a monastery. He continued, "Do not be afraid to let them go. I have far more for them outside than if they were to stay here. You would be holding them back from their next step. Yes, this goes for dear brother as well. You have labored long and hard with him. It is time for him to move forward. Do you understand, beloved?" "Yes, Lord, I do." And he was just speaking to me so sweetly and kindly, because it's the emptiness syndrome, you know, that parents go through when they send their kids off to college. It's kind of the same thing in letting go. It's not easy. So Jesus continued, "Each soul is so exquisite, it is easy to get attached. How do you think I feel when I must lead them into a trial or the fiery furnace? It is not any easier for me, but I do what must be done for their sanctity. And that is why I commend you on your decisions. It was the right thing to do. In a community, a superior must love each soul enough to let go when the time has come. You cannot afford to keep them past their time. Besides, you will all be reunited in heaven. Each of them are taking with them all they learned here. Then it will be spread by them far and wide. In this way, I enrich the soil with what has been taught, even to the most remote parts of the earth." Yes, we do have a sister going to Africa soon. "I want you to be confident in what you've done," he continued. "I want you to know that it is indeed the right action and will bring forth good fruit, in contrast to the bad fruit that turns moldy and loses flavor. This is precisely what I mean when I talk about fruit being ripe. It has reached its maximum healthy consistency and is ready to be picked before the bugs begin to infest the fruit as it goes bad. There is an art to picking the fruit, an art to the timing. Now I will speak to you about the rapture. You see, there is much you do not know. And yes, it has to do with an alien space force coming to Earth. I want every one of you to know that I am removing you from horrendous times. Times unlike any that have existed before. Although in the times of Noah, there were similar events. Much has been excluded from the Bible that I would have left in. But understand that what was left are the basic building blocks of sanctity and holiness, as well as sufficient history to understand my workings with men. Yet there is more for anyone who cares to read between the lines, especially Genesis. You see, part of the most serious events are shrouded in mystery. This is somewhat by design, because I do not wish for men to become fascinated with the ways of evil. There is enough information to help you understand who and what you are dealing with in aliens. I will always make up for the empty spaces, for those who choose to seek me with all their hearts, and to understand the meanings behind the mysteries. You see, beloved, the timing of the rapture goes far beyond what you can see or understand. I am wanting you all prepared and leaving resources behind, for my people perish for lack of knowledge. And part of your mission on this earth was to leave preparation behind. It should please you to know that you have completed that part. There are so many things you have done through my anointing that will have lasting positive effects, not just in these times, but in the times to come. And there he was talking about the millennium. I love to see holy puzzles coming together, he continued. What I mean by that is that each soul has a different function and purpose in bringing together the whole picture. This is why spiritual jealousy is so very injurious. I count on you, my people, to put the puzzle pieces together so you get the whole picture. But when you bicker and find fault, you frustrate my purposes to help you be informed and equipped. I hate dissension in my body. I hate extreme measures such as cutting off communications because you don't agree with another. Never do that, beloved. That hurts me deeply. It is akin to family members ceasing to communicate with one another because they don't agree. It is also a sure sign of pride and error. Always be temperate with one another, because you could be wrong. Never assume you have the whole truth and another is ignorant or even jealous. Strive to bring peace and understanding between parties. The enemy of the kingdom is constantly sowing lies about one another to you all. In this way, he opens the door for correction, because judgment entered in, where mutual love and understanding, as well as respect, should have been the answer. Yes, I know you still hurt over that one unfortunate situation, but someday there will be reconciliation. But for now, carry that pain with great love for them and offer it to me. I hear he's talking about the people that used to work with me at the beginning when we were on YouTube, my support system. There were misunderstandings and we ended up separating. I really miss them. He continued, I can work miracles with it because you have forgiven. There is no bitter root. Although you are never safe from the enemy inciting one, always be on guard against that. Thank you for listening to me in faith. It warms my heart that you are trusting my voice again. This trial has been equally painful for both of us, but I want you to rest in confidence that I am speaking to you and you are not deceived. How to prepare for what is to come? Stay close to me, my people, and do not allow yourselves to be duped. I will return as I left. Of that you can be sure. And that was the end of his message. Oh, and I would like to mention that these days men have removed an important part of the Nicene Creed when composing the Apostles' Creed. It should state, "He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead." But in the Apostles' Creed, they say, "He will come to judge the living and the dead." This unfortunate change leaves souls open to deception. Taking from chapter 1 of the book of Acts, in my first book, O Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them with many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a span of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. And while they were gathered together, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of the Father." After his suffering, he presented himself to them with many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a span of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. And while they were gathered together, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift the Father promised, which you have heard me discuss. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." When they came together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus replied, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he had said this, they watched as he was taken up, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." So that's really a good proof for us, dear heart dwellers. Definitely don't leave out, "He will come again in glory," because that's going to be a sign that it truly is Jesus. The Lord bless you, dear ones. And know that underneath each video, there are links where you can do searches. If there's a certain topic you want to know about, there's a search engine on our website, heartdwellers.org. There's also links underneath the video. So there's plenty of ways for you to learn more about the things the Lord has shared with us. The Lord bless you, dear ones. Thank you for being here, for loving us and supporting us, and for praying for us.